Three-time Wisconsin Sports Writer of the Year, Jason Wilde.
Is there anything anybody loves more than agreeing with Tauscher?
Packers Hall of Famer, Mark Tauscher.
I got a hunch this isn't going to be concise either.
Broadcasting live from the Everlight Solar Studio.
I would say that you are pretty easygoing. You're actually probably more easygoing than I am.
This is Wilde and Tausch, presented by Pella Windows and Doors of Wisconsin.
Well, there's no... You're not easygoing at all.
Hey!
On 100.5 ESPN, the ESPN app, and Wisconsin On Demand.
Watch edition. I'm sorry, it's a watch. You can say that it's not. He may be in the building, but he's not signed to his extension yet. And conflicting conjecture edition. Also, the Packers have the least expensive offense in the league. And
well,
even when Jordan Love's contract gets done, because it will get done, right? Right? They'll still be really, really inexpensive for a lot of talent.
Did you just say it will get done?
Right?
Jason
question
Wilde?
Mark?
You know it's a clip of Palooza World. You said it will get done.
Yeah, don't be clipping. Don't be clipping until I'm done speaking. Edition of Wilde and Tausch on 94.5 ESPN Milwaukee, 100.5 ESPN Madison, 1430 ESPN Beaver Dam. ESPNWisconsin.com, the ESPN app, your Alexa smart speaker, streaming live video, Twitter, maybe, Facebook, and
doesn't look like it.
YouTube. Right there, YouTube. There we are. Right there. That's us. Right there. YouTube. I hung a TV in my studio yesterday.
Yeah, I don't like that.
What? How effectively I managed to drill the holes... We're going to wait and see. But YouTube, right there. Right there. YouTube. That's it. See? There we are.
I like that. I like the YouTube, but I don't know if
it's like 20 seconds behind there.
Well,
yeah,
that's how it works.
I believe, is that like a, what is that, a 5-inch? Is that as big as Michael Scott's in the office, the little laptop TV that he had?
I'll measure it when you're talking, because you do a lot of talking on the show edition of Wilde and Tausch. I don't remember where I was now because I was so excited about YouTube. Oh, you can find everything you need on WisconsinOnDemand.com and the WisconsinOnDemand.com something. And the app and whatever. I'm Jason Wilde in Green Bay with my new TV in the background. Hey, there I am. I'm like huge now. Look at that. Look how big that is. That's like a...
Yoach.
It's at least like a 15-inch TV.
This is not going to be good.
It's going to be
fine. It's a baby TV.
It was a shtick to start the show. It's behind me for a reason. It's on our show for a reason. I'm not going to be turning around seeing what Lenny Briscoe's up to on Law & Order.
My phone was bigger than that when Beck and I lived in the apartment.
That's not true at all.
That was the point I was getting at.
Sick burn, bro. That burn comes from Jesse Nelson, who's decided to come to work 2 days in a row in the Everlight Solar ESPN Madison and from his undisclosed location.
First Friday in like a month.
That's the first Friday call with Jesse Nelson. And from his undisclosed location, he's the Packers Hall of Famer. He's Mark Tauscher. Tausch, good morning. How are you?
I'm good. So I want someone to explain to me what the hell's going on.
Who Pretty Ricky 13 is?
We had Y2K. I can remember... We were out for the Rose Bowl. It was 1999, the December 31st, and all of us were sitting up thinking, all right, we're going to go beat Stanford tomorrow in the first day of 2000, if we make it there.
Yeah. End of the world as we know it.
Everything's going to blow up, computers and everything else. And it turns out today, from what Twitter tells me, is the closest thing to Y2K that we've had. Computers are out. Flights are down. Nobody can get their money. But nothing to see here. It's just somebody, one Microsoft person made a mistake. That's what I've been told. Are we not concerned about this? No, via Twitter. Again, take it for what it's worth. I'm not saying it's gospel. But so is this the Y2K that we thought it was going to be in Y2K?
Jesse, you have been hip deep in this situation because you...
What a warrior, too. Hey, getting up early to get Jen, Gabe, and Chewy on Madison Airwaves. Nice work, Jelly.
Thank you for your service. No wonder you've got your glasses on today.
Not all heroes wear ESPN Madison polos.
This is the first time I have not showered before coming into work in like
True.
Yeah, no, it's true. I'm a little nervous.
And a little smelly. So, Jesse, having had firsthand experience with the results of this outage, help us understand what's going on. How did you manage to get us on the air and us on... on YouTube?
Yeah, we're on.
How did you manage to do that?
So this isn't impacting everybody, but it's impacting many, and I don't know why. I haven't done enough research to figure out exactly like who it's impacting.
Well, you've been busy.
Yeah, we've been just kind of survive in advance here. Basically, like we were trying to watch the local news this morning here in Madison, and they couldn't do the forecast because this outage was impacting like the radar that they use and everything.
Oh, so poor Chuck.
Right. They like that was a problem. I know other industries are being impacted.
Oh, they have to guess. Oh,
outage.
Weird.
All right. Maybe I shouldn't have started with the meteorologist.
Hey, it's going to be nice this weekend. Charlie, you old rascal. Well done.
But there's some kind of nationwide internet outage that's impacting many different industries, one of which is on the national level, Disney and ESPN. And so, like, SportsCenter couldn't air on TV this morning. They ran unsportsmanlike on ESPN in place of SportsCenter because they had an issue getting on the air. So this is, we're not alone in the technical issues. And at any point, this thing could entirely crash and burn. And I don't know what we got to wheel in the Brett Favre interview that we did 3 years ago or something as the if we all go down and we can't get on the air anymore. I don't
love
know.
Love you guys.
Do. Yep.
All right. Well, hopefully that doesn't happen. I know Josh DiMaggio has been very busy, too, but yet he's sending us all kinds of information. So
yeah, he's got all the info and CrowdStrike, something with CrowdStrike. So the question I have is all of these cybersecurity companies get paid bonko dollars for this to not happen.
You're big on the bonko dollars.
Stuff happens.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
I get it. Stuff happens. But then what are the ramifications when stuff happens? Like what happens when like, stuff like this happens?
Like you want people to be fired, punished? What are you looking for?
That is your. I don't know if I want people fired, but like that's what your job is. Like that's if I'm playing offensive tackle, I give up 3 sacks, I'm fired.
No, you're not.
If your quarterback throws 17 picks in 3 days, 3 games, you're probably going to get fired. So maybe I'm a little bit too sporty in the reaction because in sports you get fired or stuff happens and you get reassigned. When stuff like this happens, you'd think there'd be reassignments, right? Or am I crazy to think
so?
Rewirements?
Rewirements. Nice.
That's
dynamite
firing.
Drop there. Yeah, that was well
between
good.
Being rewired and being fired.
So the CEO of this CrowdStrike, which I have to be honest, I had not heard of that company until
I thought that was a gaming
right now,
site, if I'm being honest with you,
has posted on X that his company is actively working with customers impacted by a defect found in a single content update for Windows hosts. Mac and Linux are not impacted.
Okay.
This is not
a security
incident.
Are you just reading Josh DiMaggio's text?
Or,
you're
right,
reading out Josh DiMaggio's tweet to you.
He didn't text it to our entire audience, and there are people thinking, well, what is Tausch talking about? Because I'm not having any issues at all. So I'm not going to read the entirety of it because it's really long, frankly.
Thank God he must have the
prime version of X from your guy, Elon.
I'd actually rather you break down your drive, the cloud formations from Green Bay to Saukville.
Is it going to be one of those days here? You come on here,
maybe.
You're complaining about
maybe.
This. You're comparing it to Y2K. I try to give you an explanation, and I get this. The bottom line is they're working to solve it. The good news is we are here on the air without any incident so far, knock on wood.
So, yeah, Jason, does this – and you guys know I've been pushing don't get rid of cash for a while. You guys know that, right? We've had these discussions.
We have
Does
heard you say that, yes, sir.
Does today give you pause when you can't get access to your money and your travel that maybe we should, while I know it's a digital world, I get it, and we should be moving forward that way, completely understand, but the idea
world.
Of getting rid of cash completely and not having physical currency and being able to do this stuff, old paperwork still good. Do we maybe get a pause to say, let's not just steamroll and do this? Or is that not part of your DNA?
How much, so as Mr. Cash, Johnny Cash, some might say.
Johnny Cash, yeah.
How much do you use cash vis-a-vis using card or Apple Watch or whatever? Because I could tell you this, we went out for ice cream after Sydney's softball game on Wednesday to a nifty little place. It reminded me of the place you always would describe from your childhood, the Tasty Freeze. Is that what it was?
Dairy Treat.
Dairy Treats.
The Dairy Treat.
This one is called the Frosty Tip in Dykesville. And they're cash only. Like, you have to plan ahead if you're going out there. And, like, luckily Paula had enough cash because I wanted to get something to eat, too, along with my ice cream. But they're cash only. And the first person I thought of? Old T. Mr. Cash. Mm-hmm. Johnny Cash. But I'm curious, because you're a big cash talker, how much are you walking the walk of being Johnny Cash?
So I will use cash. I will use cash in a lot of scenarios. I still use a card when it's deemed when I have to, and maybe when it's more convenient. You go out to dinner, you're probably using a card. But if I'm going to the gas station, hey, Quick Trip, boom.
It's more convenient to go into Quick Trip and pay cash than it is to pay at the pump.
Are they pumping coffee at Quick Trip and I don't know it yet?
No, but I usually pay at the pump, and then I go in if I'm going to go get snacks after that.
And you pay cash. You get it.
No, I don't
I'm
pay
not
cash
saying
anywhere.
It's not. Well, yeah, that makes sense to me. Anyways, this whole concept, I'm just saying, today should give you pause. If you're one of these Wildeites, anti-cashites, today should give you pause. That's all I'm saying.
I hope
it does. We got all these businesses, Lambo and Camp Randall and Fiserv. They don't even let you take cash. And you got the place, the gymnastics meet, where they won't let you pay cash until you get in the building. You got to pay for parking with credit. All I'm saying is let's not just be in this big hurry to dump cash. And today, of all days, should be another stark reminder that should be the case. That's all.
You should pay cash for breakfast. I will say this. My Feel Good Friday will involve cash, actually, oddly enough.
And hey, I ain't going to lie to you. That makes me feel good about this Friday, that's your Feel Good
well,
Friday.
Well, we'll see. We'll see. We'll see what you think.
Oh,
but it restored my faith in humanity, I'll put it that way. All right. Speaking of restoring my faith in humanity, Gina Della has restored my faith in how much of a difference quality windows can make in your home. And I can't wait to get our new front picture window installed in September. And whoever comes from her team, you know I'm just going to keep firing dad jokes at her and him. If you've seen the commercials, if you've heard the commercials with our buddy Jeff Levering, you've heard us doing our dad jokes. I got another one primed and ready.
Well, that's great to hear because Pella Windows and Doors of Wisconsin. They are primed and ready to get out, just like to Jason's house, get you that new window. But before we get you in on this sweet deal for the month of July, it is now time for another bad dad joke.
What do kids play when they have nothing else to do?
What do kids play? Nothing else to do. I don't know.
Board games.
I like that because it's not B-O-A-R-D, it's B-O-R-E-D.
Yeah, you get it?
Wow. That is great. I love that. But you know what? My mind, it is on windows because Pella Windows and Doors of Wisconsin has a fantastic deal going on right now. Pay as low as $18 per window and $81 per patio door per month. Pella will complete the installation. No mess, no hassle, and no more bad dad jokes, leaving nothing but perfect results behind. Certain restrictions do apply. This offer ends on July 31st. Visit PellaWI.com today to learn more. Shade and Bake. I forgot to throw the shade and bake in there.
I don't know how you could forget such a crucial part of our show.
Yeah, you're a real, as somebody to steal Gina's line, you're a real pain today. A real pain.
Will Day and Tosh.
I'm the pain. What has been a pain to me has been the Jordan Love contract conjectura-palooza.
Oh, poor little Jason's got contract fatigue.
And it's getting worse. It looks like it's going to get worse before it gets better.
Is he being pompous because he's taking a cash victory lap or a big tech victory lap?
I don't know what this is, but it's super fun. The contract conundrum continues. We'll talk about it next. It's Wilde and Tausch.
This is Wilde and Tausch, presented by Pella Windows and Doors of Wisconsin. Call Gina Della from Pella today, 855-PELLA-WI, and online at PellaWI.com/radio. Give him hell, time to hate, gonna live life till we're dead.
Give me scars, give me pain, then they'll say you're me, say you're me, say you're me. There goes the fire. All right, let's do it. Let's talk Jordan Love's contract. I don't feel like we've talked about it enough.
Do we think this will be the last day? This could be the last day of our show that we talk before he signs it.
Depends on who you believe, right? Do you believe Pretty Ricky? Pretty Ricky? Do you believe the? I'm sorry.
What has Pretty Ricky said about it?
Pretty Ricky did the handshake emoji.
Cheese handshake.
Cheese.
And what does that mean?
It means deal's done in Cheeseland. Handshake.
Oh. Okay. And we think Pretty Ricky is an agent that has got a burner account. Is that what we think?
We think he's someone in the... that is my working theory. I don't know him. I know we have a teammate who's a little more connected to Ricky. He did not lose Ricky's number.
Good one. That's a good one.
Thank you. Because... anyway, I don't know what his deal is, but he has been right about some things. Whether or not that's going to be this topic, we'll have to wait and see.
Okay.
But on the flip side, there's the NFL insider types, none of whom are reporting that the deal is done or close to being done. Last we heard from our friend Adam Schefter on Jen, Gabe, and Chewy was that there was an outside chance it's done by Monday, but that's not the expectation. Now, someone could be wrong here. Someone would have to be wrong here, right?
That's and then there's really vague.
Then there's our buddy, old Chewy. Chewy is convinced that the deal is done and that they're just waiting to announce it on Monday. The problem with that theory is I feel like it's really hard to keep something like that on the down low. Just because... Yeah, I mean, how many times is it... Tell me one time other than the signing of Julius Peppers.
Well, that was one big time, and it was the Packers front office that's in play was able to do it.
No, it was the Ted Thompson regime that was in play.
Yeah, well, Is Ted was Russ Wall with Ted Thompson? Was Brian Gutekunst with Ted Thompson? Okay, fair enough. But my point on this is, do I think that it's done? No. But do we think that this was always the plan, is to get this thing and kind of winnow it down and then figure out what little details are left? And the fact that that shareholders meeting is after practice, not before, not during, but after.
Not tomorrow, not after breakfast, now.
Tells me, I'm not going to agree with Chewy on this, but I will say, as I've said this whole time, that's when this thing's going to get announced. And this is when and how it all got done. I still think there'll probably be some stuff leaking on Sunday, Saturday, Sunday, leading into the Monday.
There'll be some leakage.
And then it'll be, he's going to be practicing, and everybody's going to be excited, and then he'll be out there with Goody and with Mark Murphy and with the whole squad. In celebrating his contract extension. That was always my thought process. And does that mean it's going to happen? No, but the Packers can get this done. They know what it's going to take, and they're going to do it. And I think it's going to still be in their structure the way they want it, and we're going to be here Monday saying we have our quarterback for the next 5 or 6 years. Now let's go win some chips. That's, I think, what's going to happen.
My first question is, are we putting too much stock in that?
I would like to tell you that
thank you for saying I think, because that denotes an opinion. Here's my opinion for you. I think we're putting too much stock in the convenience and the timing of, first practice is on Monday, the shareholders meeting is on Monday, it's all lined up for Jordan's deal to be done on Monday. I think we're putting too much into that. Now, it's still, as you so eloquently said, it could get done Monday. They could announce it Monday. I think it would be great if they did, and they could, and they were able to announce it on Monday. But I don't think that they're going to. Do you think they're going to give in on and make concessions on the contract to Jordan Love that David Mulugeta and Andrew Kessler are looking for? They're going to say, well, we got to get it done for Monday, so we're going to just give them the $58 million a year.
No, so obviously that's not the case, Jason, but come on now. You've been around long enough.
How many years have you been doing this? Season 29 coming up. 29.
So does the NFL operate on deadlines?
No, there's no doubt.
Just answer deadline my question.
Deadlines spur action, Andrew Brand Tosher. Yeah.
So, no, it's not. But it's the reality of this business is you understand guys want to have their contract done before they take risk on again.
Right. The
Jordan
deadline
Love
is the
not
practice.
Taking any risk on.
The deadline is the practice, but can we agree that the shareholders meeting is on the first day of practice because they're playing in Brazil, they're starting training camp earlier, they wanted to be able to have people, they wanted to increase the attendance of the shareholders meeting, and the carrot is having a practice the same day, and they're not doing that. They did not schedule the shareholders meeting the same day as the first practice just so they could have a Jordan Lovapalooza to celebrate him and a new contract. I don't believe that's what they did.
Again, they have done the shareholders meeting 2 or 3 days prior to training camp every year. And it didn't matter if it landed on a Sunday. They've done these on Sundays. They've done them on Saturdays. They've done them on Thursdays. So you want more people up there. They also wanted people to come up a couple days early. Get up there. You spend some money in a hotel and at the pub and all that other stuff. So is it a coincidence? It very well could be. But you also have to look. Actions speak louder than words. The fact that they've done this, they know. They know they're going to get this done, and that's why they did it. That's my take. I might be wrong. But the Packers are very smart. They don't do things just willy-nilly. They plan, and they figure it out. So all I'm asking, have they had in the near distant past had any time done this stockholders meeting after a practice of training camp? Or have they always done it? a day or two before? That's my only question to you. As a 29-year veteran of the beat and has covered all these shareholders' meetings and has missed shows or had to do shows from the office because you had to cover these shareholders' meetings, it's never landed after a practice in your time. I'd almost guarantee.
I do not recall a time where the shareholders' meeting was the same day as practice.
Interesting. You don't find that interesting?
Do you find it interesting that they are starting the season on September 6th as opposed to where
Absolutely.
They started previous seasons?
Yeah, it's very interesting because it's in Brazil, the short runways, and we've had these discussions, of course.
Right.
It's a Friday night in Sao Paulo.
But last year they started on September 10th. The previous year they started on September 11th. The year before that they started on September 12th. The year before that, they started on September 13th, a full week later.
So, Jason, all fair points. None of it makes any sense, and you're actually proving my point. When they've opened on Thursday night, when they've opened on Thursday night, which is just about a Friday night, it's a little, not the Sunday. So then they would have probably had the shareholders meeting the same day as a practice because they had a report earlier or a Hall of Fame game. But you know what they did? They still did it 2 or 3 days before. All I'm asking from you is, from a journalist standpoint, ask why. Be inquisitive. Why are they doing this on Monday
now
after
I know you enjoy it when I condescend to you.
He was towing the line, and then he crossed it.
You think I crossed it?
I believe. I think not judgmental, which was never actually said by Walt Whitman, but it's still a great scene in Ted Lasso. The last time we had a scenario that was vaguely like this was the 2019 season when the Green Bay Packers started the season on September 5th. It was their 100th season. They faced the Bears on Thursday night to open the year. That was 2019, so they opened the season on September 5th. They held the shareholders meeting on Wednesday, July 24th. And then they had the first practice on Thursday, July 25th. So, again, they are opening...
Oh, so that was before then, right? Not after
the day before, correct.
Yeah. Yep.
At 11 a.m. They also, despite starting the season a day earlier that year than they are this year, they still started training camp later. So they chose to start training camp on July 22nd. I'm not sure how much before July 22nd they were interested in having the shareholders meeting. But you're right. It gives me pause, too. I'm not saying that you're not making a reasonable point.
All I'm asking.
But
I'm not saying it's two and
do
two.
You, but the question that I have is, if this is all going to align like the and all come together like the Bermuda Triangle, do you think that they would make concessions they wouldn't otherwise make so they can make the announcement on Monday?
No. But what I do think is they know what concessions they need to make, and they're comfortable making those to get to that point. That's what I think. And I think they know Jordan wants the deal done before camp. I think everybody, that's the beauty of the deadline bit. And that's why I think the Packers know, hey, we can get this done at this point anytime we want. Mm-hmm. And if we push a little bit, we can get it exactly how we want. And we think that will be Sunday, Monday. So otherwise, it would have been done in July or June. You heard Goody all offseason say it. Jordan Love has been saying it. And yes, there's been some conjecture and maybe a little bit of push and shove. And as you typically see at the end of these things, guys jockeying a little bit for whatever little details are left. Now, could it be right that what Schefter was saying, that they're off? That it's not close? Or that, you know, I don't know who said that. Somebody in the big media outlets were reporting that too. None of us know, except for Jordan and his team. And that's a kudos to them for keeping it under wraps. But I still, even with all the stuff we discussed this week, it just makes too much sense, as I've said all offseason, for both sides to get this done. Huh? And to get it done before Dak's new deal and to get it done before Tua's new deal, you're going to end up getting it at a better price point, and you want your quarterback. You don't want this, all that great momentum of this offseason. You want to cloud it, and it's in the grand scheme, it's not that big a deal. I'm not going to argue that. But you could come in just rip-roaring and ready to go, or you could say, boom, this big wall you hit. Well, what's going to happen here? And it's all going to be over, what, a couple, you know, couple contract points here that I think the Packers know they'll get their structure. They're going to be happy. And that's why I still believe it'll be Monday, and it'll be celebrated at the shareholders meeting.
I hope you're right. As I've said before, I hope you're right. Because then we're done. And we can start focusing on a lot of other storylines on this team. One follow-up question for you on this. You said that it's in everybody's best interest to get it done.
Yeah.
And get it done before Dak Prescott or Tua's contract. Is it in Jordan Love and his guys' interest to get it done before those contracts? And if so, in your opinion, why? Because I understand getting it done for the team sooner.
Yeah, I'm talking from the Packers' perspective because you said, well, why would they schedule it this? Because I think they know they can get it done with a couple of tweaks and a couple of little sprinklers. From Jordan's standpoint, you want to get $57, $58 million a year and be the new highest-paid quarterback for a while. You want to get your guaranteed money, and you don't want to be playing on an $11 million deal. Now, if Jordan Love's only objective is to get the most, squeeze every last penny out of this contract, Mike Tannenbaum was 100% right. That's how you do it. Does he want to take on that risk and go that season? And you could argue Dak Prescott did that. He snaps his ankle and his leg, and he still got big dollars.
True.
So from Jordan's standpoint, if his goal is to be the highest paid quarterback in the NFL, to make generational wealth, to have a couple hundred million bucks in his bank account, and to be the starting blanking quarterback for the G&G now, it's 100% make. Now, if he wants to make $300 million and make $60 million a year and do all that, he'll have to push that envelope in a way that I don't know if he's going to feel comfortable doing, and the Packers won't go there. Then all of these conversations are fair. I don't envision that being the case. I think Jordan will be more than content being the highest paid quarterback in the NFL. That's what I think.
That is true. There is a lot of cords plugged into that.
It's a surge protector, though. It's made to take those cords. It's the whole design of it, right?
Okay.
You don't think so?
It's a lot
sure,
of cords.
I don't have.
Why does it have all those spots? It says Monster Power.
It looks like there's a fire underneath it from how bright that light is on the video. Like,
I wouldn't have that bright of a lamp underneath a power cords like that. Smokey the
lamp.
Bear would put that as a big
better.
Smokey the Bear would be.
You don't like the leg lamp?
Fire rate high.
Right. This is what you miss when you don't watch on YouTube.
You should see what it looks like out here.
Nice. Great reference. Tausch, I'm not going to take any more abuse about my plugs. What I want to hear about is Coors Light.
I can do that. Coors Light brewed with a three-step cold process. Cold lager, cold filtered, and cold packaged, so it's made to chill the mountains on those Coors Light's cold-activated bottles and cans turn blue. That's when you know it is chilled to perfection. That's why it is Coors Light in my hand when I need a moment to chill. Sub responsibly, Coors Brewing Company, a Golden, Colorado.
We're going to see how long we can postpone. Is there a snake in your boot?
Listeners to terrestrial radio have no idea what you're doing.
I got that bacon sizzling. Put that up on Jason's big screen. Imagine just how the sizzle just pop off that big screen.
It is on there right now.
Yeah.
There it
like
is.
That.
Yeah, that's looking good.
I like it.
Let me make sure I get a shot of that. Let's go back there. Look at that. Boom. Beautiful.
Bang. Yeah.
Whoa, Nelly.
Some quality radio right now. All right, speaking of quality radio, I have one final question on the Jordan Love contract before we play trivia. Tausch will answer it honestly and insightfully, I promise. Next, it's Wilde and Tausch.
Watch every ESPN Madison show live, every day. Subscribe to ESPN Madison on YouTube for live video of every show and exclusive content. Just search ESPN Madison.
Jordan Love contract watch continues. Here's my final question on the matter for today. In two parts. Will Jordan Love be the NFL's highest paid quarterback in average per year?
Ooh.
And why or why not, depending on what your answer is.
Mm. So,
good question.
What is
right?
the number right now?
Joe 55.
55 or
Joe Burrow has
55.
Been tied by Trevor Lawrence, albeit with far, far, far less guaranteed money in Trevor Lawrence's mm-hmm. contract.
Yeah. Ah, man, I think he should be just because he's next up, and I think his potential, and that's what you're paying for when you're paying for NFL contracts. You're not paying for what you've done for me. It's what you're going to do for me.
Mm-hmm.
And I do believe he should. I think that all comes down to how dead set Jordan Love's going to be on that piece of it. Because the Packers have shown with how they structure contracts outside of Aaron Rodgers, they're not uber interested in giving more than a year or two in guaranteed money. Like they don't want to do, they'll give you your signing bonus. They don't want to be guaranteeing third year salaries and fourth year salaries, which Joe Burrow got, other quarterbacks got. So I think when Goff got his deal, it was, I think, 53.5.
Mm-hmm.
And then Trevor Lawrence got his. I think we're all sitting here thinking, well, Jordan Love needs to be paid a little bit more than them. Is that going to surpass Joe Burrow? I think he's going to be right there. I said between 55 and 58, he's not going to get to 60. He's not going to get – I think he's going to be skewing right at the Joe Burrow number. So I'm going to say yes, but by a very small amount.
So, again, Joe Burrow – tied with less guaranteed money in the Trevor Lawrence contract. They are both at a $55 million per year average, which again is why I have argued again and again and again and again. That's all well and good, but what really matters is how much guaranteed money you get. Joe Burrow got over $200 million guaranteed. Trevor Lawrence got 142, which again, for those of us that live in the real world, is money we can't even fathom. But the bottom line is that's a $60 million difference in the guaranteed money. So those contracts are not the same. I don't care how much the average per year is. You would agree with that statement? Yes?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, I think, again, I don't know what that big holdup is going to be. I don't know that. What's holding this whole thing up? The Packers obviously going to try to pay less. Jordan's going to want more. But I would venture to say structure and that guaranteed portion of this is the sticking point. I'm guessing if this deal is going to be done by Monday, which I do believe it will be, I think they've gotten most of that stuff worked out.
Well, we will see. If it doesn't end up being for the highest paid quarterback in the league, is it just the Packers successfully hedge their bets even though they love their quarterback? That's got to be it, right? It's as simple as that.
Yeah. The Packers, if they're paying less than $55 million per year, and this sounds crazy. I understand if you're, you know, a Martian that comes down and you're like, well, he's making $55 million a year. It's a little less than Joe Burrow. You're going to think Packers won this big time. And not big time, but they won this negotiation. And they're going to win the negotiation. Because Jordan is not going to push that envelope and play for $11 million. That's the only, and that's where Tannenbaum, where everybody's thinking he's crazy, when he kind of trial ballooned his stuff here and then went national, he ain't crazy. Because I've said this 1,000 times, unless you are the king of kings, Patrick Mahomes, or these guys that are, you know, the best of the best, the only way you really will get every penny that you're could earn in a market is by being untethered going into the free agency market at a young age. That's the only way.
Right. Or which wouldn't happen with him anyway. Stud. Right? He could play the year out and then they could franchise tag.
And they'll franchise and they'll franchise. Right. So that's not viable. The Packers know that. And that's what I think can suppress it. But I still think
even with all that said, Jason, and he's only played one season, all the stuff that the Packers are going to use in their negotiation against Jordan or with Jordan, the bottom line is you think he's a really good quarterback. You want him for 5 years. You got to pay him. And that number should be 55-plus, in my opinion.
Could withhold the services.
If you're looking at Trevor Lawrence and Jared Goff, it needs to be at that point because you're giving up 5 years where it more than likely, I'm telling you right now, Dak and Caleb Williams and all of these young and some of the young quarterbacks that if they're good, climb up in 2, 3, 4 years, and the salary cap continues to go up, it ain't going to be long, and we're going to be saying, just wait a second, that guy's getting $75 million a year? And you're going to look and say, no, there's no blanking way. But that's what's going to happen.
Daniel Jones' next contract. All right, we will table this for now. Again, he's never going to hit the open market untethered. So the only other way that he has any leverage, which I know you love that word, would be to withhold his services, which with 1 year of quarterback starting experience, I'm not sure he has a lot. But I'm not sure they love the idea of going into the season with Michael Pratt and Sean Clifford at quarterback. But
well,
I don't think
Sean Clifford.
We don't think that he has the fortitude to not practice until he has a contract. He definitely doesn't have the fortitude to like leave Green Bay after Monday's practice begins because he doesn't have a contract, I don't think. So we will see how this plays out. Hopefully, I am cheering for Tausch to be right, which I don't say very often. But I want it to be donezo. I want to be able to talk
Jason,
about Xavier McKinney and the wide receivers.
You don't like giving opinion. You don't like predicting. What is more likely? Jordan signs a big fat extension, or Jordan goes into Tuesday's practice being paid $11 million?
I personally, without any direct knowledge of David Mulugeta's thought process, believe that he is going to not have a contract when practice starts on Monday, and he will be going through the practice because I will be surprised if he has the fortitude to say, well, then I'm not practicing till this is done. I think that is slightly more likely. I wouldn't say it's by a large margin, but I'm just trying to read tea leaves. I have not seen even Pretty Ricky come out and say anything about... Is it not strange to say the name Pretty Ricky?
It's Twitter,
feels weird,
man, and it's the new world. It's the digital era.
It is indeed. Although not today because there's all kinds of digital problems. But I could see him going to Tuesday's practice and still not having a contract. Yes, I think that is slightly more likely. Because I don't believe the Packers feel an immense, we have to absolutely get this done so we can celebrate at the shareholders meeting feeling. I just don't. What we absolutely have to do is play trivia. Jesse, what's your category for today and what caller would you like?
So, you know, on Mondays we normally do the weekend sports recap.
Yeah.
Today being our last show before training camp starts on Monday, it's the Packers off-season recap.
Ooh, I'm intrigued.
That's good.
I'm intrigued. Someday we'll get to the previews by position in the Wisconsin
State. Two more hours. We can do it. I really think we can do it.
No, I think we need to talk more about big tech. Caller 7.
It's in the title of the YouTube, so we have to do it. That's how that works, right?
You can't run the ad.
I can't see on that baby. I can't see on that baby screen behind Jason if it says, what does it say on there? Packers preview?
Not sure.
Is that what it says on the baby screen?
I don't know. It looks great, though. It really does. I think it pops.
My personal favorite earlier was when we did the big zoom in on you, and then behind you, because it's 20 seconds behind, you were like doing the pointing animated, like getting all into it kind of thing.
Yeah, I just turned around on there now.
It kind of looked like you had a second, like, baby, face behind you.
It's great. I'm really excited about this. I just hope that I bolted it in properly and it doesn't come crashing down in the middle of a show. All right, trivia. Caller 7-844-770-3776. 844-770-3776. If I'm not happy with my baby TV and I want to get something bigger, even though it won't fit over there, I know that if I decided to do that before payday, if I had early pay from Associated Bank, I'd be able to make that payment and buy that new TV, because that's one of the many perks that come with being an Associated Bank customer. You also can have Packers checking if you're a Packers fan, and you've got the best customer service in the industry working for you. They've got the awards to prove it. So go to AssociatedBank.com to find out more, or just swing by one of their very friendly branches. I prefer the Green Bay downtown branch where my buddy Ben Sorensen works, but wherever you go, they're there for you. They help your money work for you, Associated Bank. Trivia is next. It's Wilde and Tausch.
What's up, Madison? It's head coach Kelly Sheffield.
Wisconsin proved they were the number one team in the country tonight.
You're listening to Madison's new home for Wisconsin Badger Volleyball, 100.5 ESPN and Wisconsin On Demand.
Time for trivia. Jesse, has our show become more popular than ever before?
Yeah.
Have you changed the algorithm for taking trivia callers?
No.
So maybe our audience has grown some, which is awesome.
We have this nationwide reach in all of our digital platforms now. That's actually not true.
But that can't, because that's not really the trivia thing. Though,
right.
Most people aren't calling and they're behind on the stream. I feel like we've gotten a lot of there's been a big influx of first-time contestants.
Also, our show has definitely been more popular than July of 2024, like Packers playoff games and Rodgers stuff. Like, it's definitely been more popular at different
points. I don't know
about
the Rodgers stuff. I don't know how popular that was at some
point. Watch.
God, I really wish you would have played for the Packers. That would have been fun. Instead, let's play trivia. Let's welcome in our contestants. I would walk 500 miles to Racine. It is Miles in Racine, a first-time contestant. Miles, good morning. How are you?
I'm doing very well. How are you guys doing?
Are you a recent Wilde and Tausch convert, a recent I'm going to finally start calling to try and play trivia, or you just finally got lucky you've been calling for a while? I'm curious.
I'm a recent having a day off on a Friday where I can actually make a call, but a long-time listener.
Well, thank you for your loyalty and your service, and enjoy
Miles
your day off with
Jesse's
us.
Miles is on Jesse's new program. Miles is on Jesse Nelson.
Doesn't sound like it. Sounds like he doesn't take many days off at all.
Well, he just took a day. That's my point.
Sounds like Miles is actually a big fan of listening to our podcast. He was probably pretty upset with me on Tuesday when it got published at 11:30 at night.
There's more than a few people that were unhappy with that. All right, Miles, let's play trivia. The category, recapping the Packers offseason. No cap, that's exactly the topic. Tausch, you have question one.
All right, Miles. The Green Bay Packers tenure of Jack Podlesny both started and ended this offseason when he was brought in to compete for a starting role as part of which position group? Is it long snapper, kicker, or defensive coordinator?
That would be B, kicker.
The Jack Podlesny era.
Kind of tricky there if you didn't know. I could see screwing that one up. That was nicely done, Miles. That long snapper could have easily been one of those options, too.
Yes, it could have been, but it wasn't.
A blind squirrel finds a nut.
No, come on now. And they have three kickers again. So the competition will commence. That will happen on Monday, regardless of what happens with Jordan Love's contract. All right. Question two, Miles, is this. Which player did the Packers select with their first pick of the 2024 NFL Draft? Was it Edgerrin Cooper, Javon Bullard,
or Jordan Morgan?
That would be C, Jordan Morgan.
Two for two.
I feel like we haven't said much about him since the draft.
Jordan Morgan or Miles in receiver?
Yeah, Jordan Morgan.
No, that's because Jason just wants to talk about Jordan Love's contract all the
yes,
time.
Yes, that's exactly right. Easy. Guilty as charged. Nailed it.
You know, that
right.
week, 10 days Jason was off, all we talked about was offensive line. And speaking of offensive line,
and had
free
Dan
agent offensive lineman, Andre Dillard signed with the Packers in April, 1 month after being released by which AFC
Ooh.
South team?
Ooh.
Tough question.
Oh,
very
really
tough question for Miles here. Is it the Colts, the Titans, or the Texans?
That would be B, the Tennessee Titans.
Wow.
Miles knows his stuff now.
Three for three.
I knew he played for the Eagles. I get all the information. I get all the updated information.
Yeah, there you go. You know what, Miles? Give him another entry, Jesse. Give him a fifth. Give him a fifth.
Well, Miles, as a dedicated fan, knows that that's not how it works, and he probably has a bunch of time to check the contest rules at ESPNWisconsinContest.com while he's listening to our podcast.
He certainly could. Miles, enjoy the rest
Tuesday,
of
Tuesday, he definitely could have. He had seven extra hours.
A lot of extra time to do it. Yeah.
To wait for it, yeah. Miles, you got all three right. You got four entries. We will draw the winner during the 11 o'clock hour. Enjoy the rest of your day off, and maybe you'll get to cap your great day off with a ESPN Wisconsin prize pack that you will eventually have to come and pick up because Jesse won't send it out to you. Thanks for playing, and we appreciate your loyalty to the show, buddy.
Hey, thanks, fellas. Appreciate it.
That is trivia.
I love you guys.
Four
and the streak
Miles
comes to an end.
A perfect call, and it's over.
Well,
that's okay. I don't want you faking it.
Yeah,
you
don't
love
say,
us. Don't say it.
Yeah, the premature "I love you" in a relationship always problematic. It's always a concern.
But you know what I do love?
Lock LaBelle,
the rebirth of an American treasure, right down there in Oconomowoc, Wisconsin, named one of the new best courses by Golf Digest, the club at Lock LaBelle. It is open. They got that beautiful tree. Oh, man. Moving day. That was a moving day when I saw that tree down at Club at Lock LaBelle. It was also moving. 18 great holes of golf. You got a great little driving range. They got the beautiful putting green up on the top of the hill by the Rivalry Pub. Right next to, if you have a big event, you got that. We were there. There's a beautiful wedding with sunset pictures, and it was just beautiful. And then the best part for me, have that great meal, fun day of golf, and it wasn't a six-hour drive home. It was 45 minutes to an hour, right, again, down in Oconomowoc, either in Milwaukee or Madison. Boom, boom. It's beautiful. It's a golf destination that I know I want to play over and over again. Head over to clubatlocklabelle.com to get your journey started today.
Moving day, real quick question, since you're a golf aficionado. What day is moving day in a tournament? Like the
Saturday.
Open Championship is going on
Saturday.
Right now, right?
Saturday's your moving day, but that's not what I meant. I meant moving.
I'm emotionally
like
moving, and they were moving a lot of earth around at the same time, if I recall, at Lock LaBelle.
I still don't understand what the deal is with the tree. Yeah.
I don't either. And I don't think we got an entirely accurate depiction from the person who did the reporting. We have
you
the
don't
sign.
Think that a tree like that getting split and all that on Good Friday, and don't you read it right there? No lightning hit it. Just something like, you don't think that's crazy?
All right, so how do we know?
And what was the
you
point
don't...
of it being on Good Friday?
I don't know, because Jesus, never mind. I'm not even going to go down this road. We love Lock LaBelle.
It's cool.
I can't wait to play it. I can't wait to see the Holy Friday tree, and I can't wait to hit 212 on the course of that day.
No, I think you're more likely to be like a buck 50 to buck 70. I think that's where you're going to run.
I think you're probably
now,
right.
Which is going to
then you're going to be able to shut me up forever when it comes to golf, which would be good.
I appreciate the Jedi mind tricks that you like to play on me to try and get me to get this to happen. That is it for the 9 o'clock hour. The 10 o'clock hour allegedly will include some discussion of what has been written in your Wisconsin State Journal and on Madison.com. I just finished my last couple of videos for the previews. I am on the verge of being out of dress shirts, but I somehow managed to have one.
How many flannel shirts does Wildy own?
They're not like flannel. Three. They're not flannel, but they are the kind of the check. They're the plaid
it's
check.
A flannel.
I like plaid.
Plaid?
No.
Okay, it's plaid. No, plaid. It's plaid. It's plaid. It's not flannel. It's plaid.
Thank you very much. I know. I'm a stickler for words. And you'll hear more of those words during the 10 o'clock hour, which starts in 2 minutes. So stick around. It's Wildy and Tausch.
Don't go anywhere. Another hour of Wildy and Tausch, presented by Pella Windows and Doors of Wisconsin, is coming up next on ESPN Wisconsin, the ESPN app, and Wisconsin On Demand.